The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. Friday morning, it's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Insert your own expletive for the letter F. Man, I'm telling you, boy, they give us more reasons why not to trust Washington. Man, are we glad that we've got some red state Republican governors out there that are actually trying to look out for we the people, maybe. But you blue state governors out there like Pritzker, oh my goodness, yeah, we'll talk about him and his little, that cheeky face, what he was doing, signing that bill banning semi-automatic rifle. So I'm just like, oh boy, you just don't understand the Constitution, do you? Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. We've got some guests coming on today. As a matter of fact, at 7:30, Robert Abel is going to be joining us, Dr. Robert Abel with iComplex CS. And Sherry Edwards, longtime guest of the Power Hour, will be back on with us in the 8 a.m. hour. So she was awarded named Scientist of the Year in 2001 for her work in bioacoustic biology. And my show notes say she's a favorite of you guys, so we hope that you're going to tune in. And, of course, if you're on Rents Radio Network, you can hear us streaming live right now as well as on shortwave at 7.490. Welcome aboard. The phone lines, of course, are always open for you because we still have freedom of speech in America. The number is 844-769-2944. This week at the Power Mall, you can take 10% off North American Urban Spice products, stocking up on your immune system, and order a couple of bottles of Nuke Protect for each member of your family, just in case one of these mad people over in some other country decide to push the magic button. And because Bob Abel's going to be on the show with us, you get 10% off iComplex CS as well, and free shipping for orders over $200, excluding drop ship items at the Power Mall. And we're also featuring the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle with two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D for $53. You're going to save some money there. You can add your silver gel 24 part per million for topical applications and the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million. For those of us who have clicked on the video stream platform on thepowerhour.com, I'm holding up my usual water glass. And it has OptiVita Silver Liquid in it. And this is why I'm healthy. So understand, we're around for a while. Partners tab, we got one. It's on our website at thepowerhour.com. All you've got to do is click on it. And you can see our partners like Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network. It's a large network of gardening and prepping information and seminars from Marjorie Wildcrap, James McCanny Water Filters, and hey, by the way, did you know, for those of you McCanny fans out there, he's got a new book out. He's going to be joining the Power Hour in the next few weeks to talk about it. MyPillow, Relax Far, Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. Also, partners here on the Power Hour. And, of course, sign up for the newsletter. We want you to do that for sure. Tim in Michigan, you're on early. What's going on with you, sir?
Hey, Dave. I don't know if you can handle this or not, but do you know what the snail said when he was riding on the turtle's back?
Oh, my goodness.
Whee! Yeah. Now, you'll smile about that tonight just as you roll over. That's all I got, just a little humor today.
I appreciate that. Thank God it's Friday. All right, thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. Boy, that was probably the shortest call on record. And it's always about humor. You know, just like that, those bumper stickers out there, Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. All right. Now you got to wonder about that, what's going on in D.C. right now. Are they throwing their own president under the bus? Is deep state coming after Biden? Did he do something that irritated them? Got to wonder about that. And sadly, for those of you Elvis fans out there, his only daughter, Lisa Marie, passed away yesterday at the age of 54. And I just pray for their family as they're grieving right now. But I still have this lingering question in my mind. She died of a heart attack. Did she take the jab? I want to know. I really want to know if she did. Something their family is probably not going to want released. They don't want it out to the public, but she was living in Calabasas, California, northwest of L.A., and there everybody was pushing it. It's a blue state.
Hey, we're going to run out and get your jab or you're going to die.
No, people who are getting the jabs are dying. We know this. It's why, you know, what is it? 20%, maybe more of the population said, you know what? We'll wait and see what really happens. And of course, you know, some of us are taking ivermectin, you know, to keep us healthy. Because the viruses, obviously, they don't want to tell you about what really works to help you get through ivermectin. And here, now we have the anti-vaccine activism deadlier than global terrorism, according to the World Health Organization, sharing a video on Twitter promoting the claim that anti-vaccine activism is deadlier than global terrorism, nuclear proliferation, and gun violence. Oh, guess who said that? Dr. Peter Hotez. Wouldn't you know it? That Baylor College of Medicine's moron that thinks that he's going to continue to fearmonger to everyone. Those who don't take the jab are going to kill grandma. Yeah, we heard that lie all during the last 2 years, and we're done with it. So, Mr. Hotez, why don't you go crawl back in your shell and fly away. Don't need it anymore. He went on to assert, Hotez says 200,000 Americans died from COVID because they refused to get the vaccine. And that's a claim that hasn't been backed up by any science or any source whatsoever. They have a fear-mongering liar at Baylor College. And if Baylor was smart, they would cut this guy loose before he embarrasses them anymore. China continues mass arrest against suspected protesters. Yeah. Okay. This, according to left-wing outlet NPR, says the CCP is quietly but relentlessly rounding up and imprisoning people it sees as ringleaders. Wow. Wonder when they're going to start doing that here in the good old U.S. of A. Yeah. Unrest. You know, here's the thing. When you start locking people in their homes, quarantining neighborhoods, locking down entire cities like China's doing in multiple cities out there. What do you think? What kind of reaction do you think? People can't get to the store to buy food and they're dying. They're starving. They're trying to get out. And what are you doing? Sending troops in there to weld their doors shut? Wow. And see, you can forget about visiting Ireland. I'm glad I went there in 2019. I could actually see how beautiful this socialist country is. Well, their green government minister is now saying that migrants fleeing climate change have to be let in. I got to tell you something, Mr. O'Gorman, your controversial minister for children. We have a real problem in your country. I was there. I know. I've talked to people about it. I've talked to attorneys who handle immigration matters. And guess what? You have a housing shortage right now of over 180,000 units in the country of Ireland, and now you want to let in all these immigrants? Where are you going to house them? You see what they're doing to hotels in the United Kingdom? They're trashing them, just like they're doing over here. Crazy, isn't it? And a Vancouver man, if just, you know, take the cake. You know, as long as we're going to have Biden selling crack pipes, Hunter thinks it's a great idea. There is a Vancouver man up in BC. That's not before Christ. It's British Columbia. because they are going to be decriminalizing hard drugs effective at the end of this month. And he wants to open a meth store to sell crack and meth and heroin and all those other good recreational drugs that people will probably overdose on because they just can't get enough. You want to watch people go bankrupt? Yeah. Hello, Vancouver bubble. Hello, Sherry in Kansas. How are you this morning?
Okay. Good morning, Dave. getting back to vaccines, Karen Kingston found I think it was Alex Azar under the Trump administration back in August of 2020 put a EUA on childhood vaccines in the Federal Register. And so that means that if, you know, they don't have to tell you what's in the vaccines now, if they're childhood vaccine, and so they have free rein on what they're putting in there and getting them through, and also that parents will not be able to go to even vaccine court if their child is injured.
Yep.
I mean, it's just insane, and that was done under Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And a vaccine advisor to the FDA is now questioning whether young, healthy people should even get those boosters, arguing the shot should be used for older individuals. You see, they can't even make up their mind. They want to give it to older individuals so they die because of pre-existing conditions. And the bigger problem is that all that real estate left over because of the foreclosure crisis that is ongoing in America right now, all these elderly people are dying and all their houses can now be basically snatched up by the banks. Amazing how that works. It's kind of like an after effect of COVID that nobody wants to pay any attention to. What is going to happen to all the houses of all the elderly? They're dying of this supposed bioweapon. So, you know, Sherry, you bring up a good point. I mean,
My car insurance is due in the 1st of February, and I noticed that it went up, and I didn't have any accidents or anything, any claims, and I think it's just because there are less people insuring things now.
To spread the losses over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the bean counters do, is their actuarial tables. I used to sell insurance for the Aetna, so I know exactly how that thing works. And so if your thing went up, is one of two reasons. One, you're either a bigger risk, and I hope it's not because you haven't been vaccinated, because, you know, I'm wondering whether or not the insurance companies are going to start looking at people that didn't want to take the jab and going, oh, we must raise your insurance rates a little bit higher. To punish the jab.
I would think they would charge those people more, the ones that did take the jab, because they're the ones that have these weird accidents. But anyway,
we call them co-accidents, you know, because people would drive around, like in Florida when I was down there, people are driving around with masks on, and I'm like, that's what we call COVIDiots. And they're going to have a co-accident because they'll suffer from hypoxia, pass out at the wheel, and crash their car into somebody else. And I really think that this fear-mongering, these people are still, I cannot believe that there are still people out there that have their minds glued to every single word and drivel coming out of the United States government. This is a government that now, I mean, has clearly proven itself. And, you know, tit-for-tat, turnabout's fair play. And thanks for your call, by the way, Sherry. The bigger problem that we've got is now we have this tit-for-tat going on in Congress. And everybody's screaming bloody murder. And this is all part of the lame duck nonsense that you're going to see going on the next 2 years. And what it looks like is that, oh, well, we can't. We have to show that we have equal protection of the law. So now when we find out all of these documents that Biden apparently absconded with, as vice president, he didn't have the authority to classify or declassify. He took them, and they were finding them in his house in Rehoboth Beach in Wilmington. And one of them was in his locked garage in his residence with his Corvette. which he admitted, you know, it was a locked garage. Oh, that's secure, right, Joe? What a moron. Guy's got a mental acuity of a two-year-old, and they let him loose on TV so he could sit there and sound like Porky Pig. Unbelievable. The guy can't talk. Between, like I said, Biden Fetterman, 2024, it's a no-brainer. The Democrats are going to throw them under their bus. So you got to ask yourself the question of the lesser of two evils, which is worse? Biden not being there because he's been impeached or not running again? Or is he going to meet an untimely demise? What's going to happen to him? We don't know. But you want Harris as president? Really? They need to impeach that woman. I don't know how she ever became California's attorney general. I just don't. Every time she gets on the microphone, she looks like she's stoned. She acts like she's stoned. And she giggles every time she talks about Venn diagrams. You got to wonder what's in those Venn diagrams. You know, you could use those Venn diagrams for all sorts of things. I use them to talk about Hegelian dialectic, which we've talked about in this show a lot. About, hey, we have a solution to that problem. Well, the problem, we created that problem because we already had a solution for it. And we're going to steer the whole country in the direction we want, which is global control, global domination, global health, global medical tyranny, the whole nine yards. We will know everything you are doing. And if you don't behave, we will lock you up in our concentration camp. Hogan, 30 days in the cooler. Shut up, Clink. All right, so you got that. And see, now they've got, what's his face, Merrick Garland, calls himself an attorney general. What a joke. And he's going to, of course, appoint a special prosecutor who is connected to everybody and their brother. So, you know, who's running the shift show up there in Washington? That's what I want to know. This has got to be the funniest set of circumstances that, you know, and are they going to throw, is there something bigger going on? Are we being fed a rope-a-dope right now with all of this? Everybody's going, yeah, when's the FBI going to raid the Biden residences and Penn Biden Center? When are they going to raid that? You know, when we're going to have a show? Well, how come they didn't spread all the documents out on the floor and create an optical illusion and put all these markers, exhibit markers all over the documents going, oh, look at all the classified documents we found. FBI, fat, bald, ignorant. All right, yeah. So, and we trust them? I don't think so. Jackbooted fascists. So you got a real problem here. Is that we can't trust the government. The government doesn't want to do the will of we the people. It's supposed to be the other way around. They're supposed to be doing the will of we the people. And these 20 holdouts, you got to question their ulterior motives. You know, I originally, before the midterms, I was thinking to myself, wow, there's probably at least 50 people in Congress right now that are Christian. They're trying to do the right thing. And I'm kind of like scratching my head going, I don't know. Now we whittled it down to 20. People can't make up their mind. And now look what McCarthy had to do and all the concessions he had to make in writing in order to be guaranteed a speakership. See, it's all about power. Well, we got to have somebody in there that can ride herd over these Democrats because our country will go to socialism much slower if we do that. Oh, wait a minute. You mean the direction is still, we're headed in that direction of socialism? Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you so much for playing. I should have my little cue up there, the fear-mongering cue that we have. We played it yesterday on the show. Maybe I should have that queued up. You know, they want a fear-monger. No, everything is fine. Right now, the Republicans are in control of the House. Yeah, really. The fox is guarding the hen house, folks. It's no different. It's the one party, the uniparty system out there. We all know it. We all hate it. We wish it would change. We wish it would change. Tim, do you have another joke for me?
Well, I'm telling you, Dave, when you get a clear mind and you see that snail on that turtle's back, all perspective.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's all perspective. Hey, you know where your FBI director is right now?
Oh, my gosh.
He's in Davos.
Oh, Davos. I thought he was in Jeffrey Epstein's island.
No, he's in Davos. What's he doing there?
Hey, got to wonder about that.
I originally was going to call Dave for one thing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask your listeners today, all the listeners out there, pray for God to shake Davos. Shake it. Let those people know. Let those elites know. Everybody, pray to God. to shake Dobbles. Ask God to shake Dobbles today.
How are you going to? Don't have to pray for death. Are you going to? Are you going to shake it like Elvis's leg? Oh,
anything. Send a message to these people.
Yeah. All right.
Send a message to these people.
Well,
that's the only way we're
going to
defeat them is spiritually. We can't defeat these people with military. We can't defeat them with voting. We can't. We have to defeat them spiritually. And it can be done.
It can be. Power of prayer is amazing.
Quantum physics has proved it. Quantum physics has proved it. Prayers change things. The reason communists don't let people to talk, because people, you don't understand the power of your voice. Every word you speak is still energy in this world.
It is. It's amazing to realize that.
And that's why they silence people.
Of course.
That's why they don't want you speaking your mind.
Oh,
your mind
darn.
Is so powerful. They are so scared that people will wake up.
Well, Tim, they're scared of the rational, critical thinker. That's what they're really scared of. Somebody that can actually sit down like yourself and me and most of our listening audience out there who isn't woke, and they can sit there and they can discern, hey, wait a minute, spiritually or otherwise, there is something really wrong going on here. And so,
what is the thing that's wrong with these people and most of the people is why? Because wisdom comes from God.
Well, wisdom
and
is knowledge applied.
If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in God, you do not have spiritual wisdom. And that's
why
people can't see this stuff. You wonder, like, why they can't see the chemtrailing in the sky. They see it, but why it doesn't affect them like it affects me.
That's right.
Because
that's why
they're
I keep
anti.
Pushing. Yep. That's why I keep
everything
pushing.
Everything is antichrist. Antichrist.
First Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. I keep pushing that on people to read it. They will understand exactly what you were just talking about, Tim. Thanks so much for that. We got to get back to the news. Snooze, news, whichever you prefer. Governor Ron DeSantis, making the news again. He's considering a move to ban Chinese entities from purchasing property in Florida because of the economic and security risk posed by China's communist regime. Yep, they just bought a bunch of farmland up there in Levy County. Got to wonder about that. They also bought that property up there near Grand Forks Air Base, right? North Dakota. Anybody want to go all Fargo on them? Yeah, go Bears. All right, there you have it. See, they're going to start realizing when it's too late, hey, we shouldn't have let them buy that property. Don't wait a minute. They did through a proxy shell. They're always doing that. Arizona Court of Appeals, by the way, has agreed to expedite consideration of Carrie Lake's lawsuit alleging the 2022 election was flawed. And, of course, we got to get to the bottom of January 6th. And Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has indicated during a press conference yesterday. Wait a minute. You mean today's Friday the 13th? Where's that clip? Do we have that clip? Friday the 13th. We have that clip handy we can play? Huh? We got that clip? Yeah. Friday the 13th. Oh, my gosh. I had to bring that up. Superstitious. Oh, we don't have that clip available. Okay. Yeah, that's the one that goes lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah.
Lions and tigers and
Well,
here
bears.
We go. Oh, my. Lions
and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, we had to play that. I had to play that. I mean, come on. It's you can call it Feel Good Friday. You can call it whatever you want. But here's the thing. You know, the fear-mongering, January 6th, he wants to release the footage. McCarthy wants to release it to show everybody what's going on. In the last Congress, as you know, Pelosi wasn't going to do anything like that. No, they want to carry on their little J6th unauthorized committee, the joke. You know, I'm so glad they kicked Swalwell off the Intelligence Committee. I am so glad. Omar is off her committee. Yeah, we don't need that. The you know, here's the thing. They all talk about the anti-Semitic remarks, but who controls the money supply? Well, let's see. If we go back in history, the name Rothschild, ring a bell? Rosenfeld, does that ring a bell? But I got to tell you these things. Oh, you mean they control the money? Wonder if they also control a lot of the politics going on in Washington. You ever ask yourself that question without getting crazy like some of our callers do here? You can't call up and start talking about tossing hand grenades into a group of them. You just can't do that. That's virtually hate speech. Can't do it. Won't tolerate it on the show. Can't do it. Covington and Burling, you remember them. Eric Holder is on their board of directors, the former AG. Covington and Burling is like a revolving door out of D.C., and Covington and Burling also represents MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. You remember the ones that all of a sudden became an electronic database for all those loans out there that they wanted to buy and sell, and you have absolutely zero idea who actually owns your loan until you quit making your payments, and then, boo, the boogeyman comes out of the closet, and it's a REMIC trust that's probably long gone. But you got the servicer who's been paying the investors all along, or they got paid multiple times over, as I wrote about in my book, Clouded Titles. You can buy a copy of that book from the Power Mall. It's also available on cloudedtitles.com, but I want you to buy it from the Power Mall because we got to stay on the air, and that's how we do it, is when you buy books. You can find out all about it because 432 pages, I talk all about securitization and what they did to rep us off. That's one of 8 books I've written. So understand that Covington and Burling now is being sued by the SEC to obtain names of the 298 publicly traded clients affected by a 2020 cyber attack. Why? Well, there might have been some insider training going on. And they want to know. Don't you want to know? Well, Covington, of course, you know, they're one of the bigger law firms in D.C. They are going to contest that subpoena enforcement action. So, yeah, we'll wait to see. 86% of Republicans want Harmeet Dillon as the RNC chair, replacing Ronna McDaniel. See, Harmeet, only 14%, according to the polls. But then polls, you know, they lie. Ronna McDaniel is not looked upon too favorably, especially when you're talking about all of those people out there. Where'd that money go? Did we spend that thing on lavish things for Republican leaders? They got to go on trips and do things, and did they go to Jeffrey Epstein's island while they were at it? Oh, it was just a little minor incursion. Oh, that's bad. Ooh, minor incursion. Yeah, a lot of people did that. Boy, wouldn't you want to know who's in Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book? Yeah, it's not Lovely Rita Mittermaid. Remember that? Taking down names in a little black book. No, it's not that. And Pritzker, of course. Yeah, we told you about him at the beginning of the show, signing legislation this week. You know, basically banning commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and magazines, which Democrats consider high capacity. Oh, wow. You know, so now you got to register your guns with the Illinois State Police. Oh, my. Well, you know, we got so much more that you can read about in our email blast that we may not get to cover during this Friday episode. We will have Dr. Robert Abel on after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Friday the 13th. Ah! Oh, no. Yeah, for those of you superstitious out there, go pet your black cat. It's okay. I tell you, there's more superstition about the things going on in D.C. than there is in your household. And I'll make sure to walk under a ladder today just to show you that bad luck is not going to happen. And I don't have any mirrors sitting in front of me to worry about breaking, so we're not going to go there. But I'll tell you what, we do have Dr. Robert Abel on the show. And for those of you that are swearing to God that iComplex CS actually works for you, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to give a testimonial, those are always appreciated. And, I mean, don't be shy. We don't bite. You know, we're a friendly sort here. And, Dr. Bob, how are you, sir? Good to have you back on the show.
I'm excellent, and I do not have triskaidekaphobia.
Oh, no, here's a new one. You threw one at us. All right, what is it?
That is the fear of Friday the 13th.
Ah, there you go. All right. This is something that our listeners may have known, but we don't know. But that's good. I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. So you earned your medical degree back in 1969 from Jefferson Medical College, and you completed your ophthalmology residency at Mount Sinai Hospital. You were a cornea fellow at University of Florida. So you've been around. You've seen how the system works. And before we went on, you were telling me about somebody that you know that had in Stockholm that had retinal eye detachment surgery. That's pretty complex stuff, isn't it?
That's pretty complex. And it was a complex situation with two repairs. And he read my book called The Eye Care Revolution and said, well, maybe since they're not recommending anything, maybe somebody else knows. So we talked about some suggestions for eye health that might help him when he gets the silicone oil removed from his eye. But, you know, I always applaud people who look around for other answers. And I'm not upset when they go to Dr. Google, because the doctors are not always giving them the information. And many of them don't know anything about nutrition and complementary options.
Well, but the thing is that being in the profession that you were in, you've been exposed to these devices, which I just had my eyes examined, by the way. And my eyes were great. The thing is that, you know, now they have these cameras that you look into that can actually scan the back of your eye and see your retina. And you're all up on that, aren't you?
Yep.
Wow. So the thing is that if people, how often should they have their eyes checked? Once a year?
Well, I would say after 40, every 2 years, if there's no risks. If they have risks, you know, like smoking, family history, fair haired, fair eyes, exposure to sun a lot, they should be examined more often, because many times people can't just tell from the current vision how good the health of their eye is. And so it's a subtlety. You don't know what's happening until people get dry eyes or macular degeneration or cataracts.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we can give them some forewarning.
Yeah, cataracts. Now, the sign of cataracts, I can tell you right now, because I had cataract surgery in both eyes. And the thing is your eyes get fuzzy, and it's hard to read letters on the screen when you're so dedicated to using a computer, or you're reading books, and all of a sudden everything is fuzzy and you can't see things clearly, and you have to stare even. I mean, am I getting that right as far as symptoms?
Sort of, because cataracts affect distance vision, driving, seeing the script on TV, much more than they affect reading. So people who don't go out much or don't drive at night may not even notice it. But the fact is that cataract is a rather benign phenomena, and it's when the patient thinks they need to have it removed, that's when it's done. It's not when the doctor says, oh, my God, it's something emergency. It's not.
It never is, generally, is it?
Correct. You also asked me what's new. Next month I'm going to Rwanda in the center of Africa to teach.
Wow.
And they gave us a list, my colleague and I, a list of both complementary and surgical and medical eye options to tell their residents about, as well as the faculty. And, of course, when I mentioned about nutrition and eyes, they said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, everybody can't eat perfectly, so you want to supplement with things that are going to be helpful for your eye and tell you immediately that you can see better in the dark is one of the clues.
So how many cases of eye complex CS are you going to take with you when you go over there?
Well, first of all, they probably would melt in the hold of a plane. But the point is this, if they are really interested, we'll have them connect to the power hour.
That would be a good thing. Then they can order it and we can ship it. But the thing is, right now we get 10% off iComplex CS for this very reason, because we're having a conversation with Dr. Bob. And so the thing is, no, I mean, we just, you know, we love doing it. We have people out there that are actually using your product. I really, this morning, would like to hear from them. If you're up listening, get on the phone, 844-769-2944, and give us a shout. I went out. I don't mind, you know, revealing some of the information. I had cataract surgery, and I had distance lenses put in to replace what they took out. And I tell you what, I love being able to see far away, even though I have to wear cheaters when I read. That's the sacrifice you make, but I'm telling you, I love it. Some people have gone out and they've had the dual focus kind of lenses where they still have to have cheaters. The thing is, between LASIX and when you get these new implants put in, when you have cataract surgery, because usually they recommend one or the other and how you want to see, and do you want to have to wear glasses for both? I mean, they give you multiple choices, and I had my stuff done in Port Charlotte, but I'm just kind of curious as to what you see a lot of doctors recommending these days?
Well, first of all, LASIK is for usually younger people who are not going to have changes in their eyes due to cataract. Cataract is the lens of the eye getting hazy, and not only does it give you symptoms, but it also can change your prescription. So if someone 50 or 60 is going to get LASIK because it'll correct their vision, it may only work for a year or so, because if the cataract changes, their vision is going to change again, and you'll say, why did I do that? Cataract surgery, the lens that is designed to go in that person's eye, is measured to know what will give them excellent distance vision. There are doctors who like to do more expensive lenses, and patients who would like to have vision for near and far will pay more for that lens. But insurance and Medicare will pay for the normal lens that goes along with washing out the lens of the eye. And the bag of the original cataract is maintained. That's why a lens can be put in there without having it stitched. And therefore, cataract surgery is a more rapid convalescence than ever before.
Oh, it is. Because, I mean, I was literally wearing an eye patch for only a few days and putting eye drops in. And then, of course, my wife had it done. And it was just, I mean, it's amazing how science and technology has advanced. But I'm kind of curious, is it a myth or is it actually true that those who have had LASIK surgery, it seems like these doctors that are doing the cataract surgery and the implants are always asking, well, have you had LASIKs before? Because it might complicate things. Is that true?
Well, you have to use a different, called the nomogram, a different formula than the usual formula for calculating what power to put in the eye, because it throws off what would have been the correct power. But now there's so many people who have had LASIK that now have had cataracts, are probably about 4 million, that they have enough information that they have the formulas to correct that. That's why they ask.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good to know. So it is not a myth. All right. So there's a scientific explanation for it. We go to the phone lines. Chance, I haven't talked to you in a while, buddy. What's going on in West Virginia?
Yes, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Dr. Abel. Dr. Abel, I got a question for you. I think I have a cataract in one eye. It's going on a year now. I heard you can let it go. It's not necessary to get it done immediately because it doesn't get any worse. Is that correct?
That is correct. First of all, we don't wait for ripeness. That is an old term, 30 years ago, when we pulled out the whole lens of the eye through a big incision. And you needed to be rock hard and ripe to do it. Now it depends on vision problems. I mean, for instance, if you were a golfer or an astronomer or in my field, and you needed excellent vision at distance and all things, you might have it done earlier. But most people are asymptomatic. They function well. They drive well. They pass the motor vehicle test. They don't even know it. You just watch it. And obviously,
well,
there are
some
tips. You're what?
Yeah. I'm assuming it's a cataract. I woke up one morning, and I thought something got in my eye because I have a couple of pets. You know, I was thinking maybe I picked up some kind of little bug or insect that my pets picked up from the outside. But apparently, that wasn't the case because it never got any better. And the reason why I didn't go to an eye doctor is because, well, they started all that COVID nonsense with the testing and the shots and the masks, and I just kept putting it off. But I have another question. So, in other words,
let me answer your question. I'll tell you what got in your eye. You got stuff growing on your eyelashes, and you get a spray called Theratears Lid Spray. Lid spray, you do it every night before you go to bed, every night in the every morning, and you'll clean up what's on your eyelashes. And if I'm correct, you wake up with some debris in the corner of your eyes and your eyes itch periodically. Am I right, Dave?
Oh,
I would think so, because I've had eye itching on occasion as well. And that. I also, you know, a lot of us have floaters too. And is that any different from what Chance is talking about?
Yes, floaters are separate. That's a separate thing. But in terms of the stuff growing on your eyelashes, you've got to spray this stuff and rub it in real good with your fingers, and you will find you will get rid of that morning annoyance or that itching throughout the day. And so there are many reasons you could have blurred vision. But apparently the stuff in the eye is not the cataract and is not the floater. And a cataract is so slow.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's so slow. So you just had periodic eye exams.
Well, let me tell you, the symptom is this. If you were standing next to me, I couldn't see you, but I could see light shining through. So I don't know if that's typical of a cataract. Would it be?
That would be a really severe cataract. That would be if that's the case, I would get an eye exam to make sure this is not a retina condition that affects more than just the lens of the eye, but the back of the eye, the retina. So a little bit of knowledge will go a long way.
And I have one more quick question for you. I was told by somebody in the medical field who got out of the medical field because of this COVID nonsense. She told me, this is a registered nurse now, she told me try organic castor oil, hexane-free, and put a drop of that in your eye. What do you think about that suggestion?
I have patients who do it for cornea problems only. If it's on the surface of your cornea, that may work. But other than that, please get an exam, Dave. Be smart.
I will.
Okay?
Yeah, it's Chance, actually,
yes,
that should get the exam. So he's got to clarify that. Now, the Eye Complex CS, let's talk about that formula for a bit while we have some time here.
Sure.
What makes this thing work?
Well, you got 25 components now. You got A, C, E, riboflavin, a number of other B vitamins, low dose of zinc. Some of the major ones that are on the market have huge levels of zinc that will complicate osteoporosis. It has selenium, chromium, bioflavonoids, eye-bright, green tea, taurine. Taurine is an unusual amino acid that is very important for the retina. It has NAC, which is a glutathione booster, bilberry for night vision. I could go on and on and on. And so what I tell people is at least try it for a month, and you will find that you will recover from car headlights, oncoming car headlights, within 2 to 3 seconds. That's how you know it works. The other way you know it works is when you walk in a dark room, you will accommodate to the darkness much faster than before. So when you're hunting for the light switch, or you don't want to wake up your spouse, you will find you accommodate. Those are ways that the person who takes the vitamin will know it works.
Okay, and how many drops do you have to put in? Just one in each eye?
Are you talking about drops or vitamins?
No, the Eye Complex CS. I guess that's the vitamin.
It's a pill. It's a capsule.
Right. All right.
It's a capsule.
All right, so this is what we take. Is it one a day?
Well, you can take up from 1 to 4. If you take 4, let's say you have macular degeneration and the doctor says nothing you can do, and they recommend something called either eye caps or the Arids formula. Those are old formulas that they have a couple compounds in it that are not good for you, which is one is copper, doubles the risk of Alzheimer's. But if you take this stuff, you will notice some improvement. And it's one of the few things that may actually improve you. I was on a TV show in 1997 with 6 patients with macular degeneration that improved their vision. And that's kind of anathema. People say, oh, no, once you got it, you got it, and only can get worse. That may not happen. That's why you want to stop it where it is. Or if your mother had it or your father had it and you're worried about it, do something. And if you're going to do something, take a product that is excellent. Now, agreed, I formulated, but I don't operate it anymore. I gave it to a holistic doctor, and he deals with that. And he is also the guy who contacted you in terms of the Power Hour.
Okay. Well, at least, but see, now we have the actual person behind the scenes talking about it, which is important. And you authored 8 books, including The Eye Care Revolution. So obviously, you know, you get the privilege of talking to people in Stockholm, Sweden that have had detached retina surgery, and you can counsel them through this. And so, I mean, that's a good thing because, I mean, you still maintain that kind of notoriety, professional notoriety. So, you know, we thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, first of all, I love people. I'm 79 years old. I'm active. People would not know my age. And I don't retire because I feel it's a gift and that I honor people because they're no better than I am and no worse than I am. And I feel it's a personal responsibility rather than playing golf all the time.
Well, see, now you and I have that in common because retirement is not in my vocabulary either. I'm going to work until I'm not able to work anymore, which means I probably won't be around anymore. So I will work till I drop. So,
well, you'll
you know,
be around because you'll be around because you won't be a square.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be a circle.
Yeah.
You got to love it. See, I mean, we think the world is not flat. The world is round in our game, and we're not going to. Now, who was that? There was somebody in was it a congressman or something that thought that if you stood on Guam, that you would the island would tip over if you stood on the edge of too many people stood on the edge of the shore. I'm like, come on, you know, you obviously. I thought that, you know, people got over this after Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, but apparently not. So the thing is, now the new innovations, have you been studying a lot of these as far as what they're doing with the eyes now, besides just the implant surgery?
Well, not only doing implants, they're doing injections in the eyes to reverse macular degeneration. They're doing injections in the eyes to stop inflammation. There's different vitamins. We can image the eye. The difference with the eye is we can look into it. And because we can see tissue in the eye, we can tell about your blood vessels, your cholesterol. We can tell if you have diabetes, because it won't be just in the eye. But if you don't have diabetes in the eye, it's a good indication or metric you don't have any damage elsewhere. If you get an A1C between 6.5 and 7.5, you're in good shape.
Okay, now this is something, do you have to have that done by blood work, or can you, this is all just done by looking inside the eye, and if you don't see that kind of damage caused by diabetes, that you probably are okay elsewhere. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Wow.
Because not only that, because the eye doesn't get involved as the first thing. Sometimes you see a clue. Like I saw someone yesterday, and I said, how's your cholesterol? And he said, it's elevated. I said, I can see it in your cornea. But that's when something is there. But if something is no leakage in the eye, it's an indication that the rest of the body is fine, and people can conquer diabetes by just being compliant. And one thing they should do is do not take artificial sweeteners and diet drinks with no calories. It will give you neuropathy in the feet, numbness and burning, and it won't go away. Do something like stevia, which is an organic compound that's an herb that's just fine and equally sweet. So artificial sweeteners are bad news. Thank you.
Yeah, they are. No, I'm all with you. The thing is, and I know people that drink Diet Coke like there's no tomorrow, and it's like, dude, you got to stop. He's already lost one. He's already lost part of his all the way up to his ankle, and has a titanium foot now. So I'm just like, dude, you want the other one to come off too? You know, now he's just got a prosthetic and he's now back on his feet and working and golfing and doing things. But I'm just like, dude, you got to lay off the Diet Coke. This is not good for you. It's all that aspartame. I mean, that is not, that makes me dizzy when I drink that stuff. So, you know, I basically have laid off that years ago, but I'm amazed because see, there's something I didn't know that our listeners may not have known, is that an eye exam can tell you just how extensive, if you even have diabetes or if you have anything to worry about. That's amazing news. I didn't know that.
Well, first of all, it can probably give you clues to things that have already happened. It's not really predictive, but at least it's a mandatory eye exam for diabetics every year, or if people are on something called Plaquenil, hydroxychloroquine for arthritis, we can see if there's any damage and stop it. But most of these things are prescribed in the right amount. But one of the keys to, I mean, there's a lot of keys to diabetes, and that's why all these things are written in the eye care revolution that I think you folks carry as well.
Mm-hmm. So now the thing is, as you mentioned, hydroxychloroquine, which that, of course, always clicks a trigger in my brain because they've used it to get rid of COVID. Is this why most eye doctors want to know what drugs you're taking, pharmaceuticals and otherwise?
That is a major reason. The second reason is why you need to know what people are on so you don't give another medicine that may complicate the
contraindicate
in the first one. That's right.
Yeah, I get that. But the thing is that it's important for the eye doctor, because people go to the eye doctor. It's like, what does he want to know if I'm taking stomach medicine for? You know, because, I mean, they don't want to prescribe. I mean, it makes entire sense. They don't want to prescribe stuff that's going to contraindicate and go against what you're already taking or could cause you harm. So obviously they're looking out for themselves. But it is amazing that the eye doctor, folks, needs to know these things when you go in for your eye exam. But I'm still reeling over that new piece of information I just got about what they can tell about diabetes and whether or not it's, you know, crazy in your system or not. That's just phenomenal. So I appreciate you telling us that.
If we go one step beyond, I lecture the psychiatrists every year on how they can look at eyes and diagnose psychiatric diagnoses. And one of the reasons we forget frequently is because when you look at something, 15 simultaneous actions are happening, and you do not encrypt well. And if somebody is looking at their TV or their screen right now, look at it, cover your eyes, and see how few pixels you really still remember. So people think that their cognitive decline is due to degenerative disease. It is more likely due to the fact your eyes don't encrypt well.
Wow, that's amazing news. Dr. Robert Abel, thank you so much for being on the show. We're coming up to the break here at the top of the hour. Sherry Edwards upcoming here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.